Hello, everybody. This is Mark Manson. This is the commentary for Happiness Is Not Enough. These commentaries, I talk about some of the backstory, the research, and the ideas that went into each article. So, you know, if you enjoy the article, you can get a little bit of the behind the scenes. So this one's a little bit interesting because I have a research assistant, Drew, and a lot of times, well, not a lot of times, but sometimes Drew will work on a draft himself. So it's not kind of our process is that if he ever kind of feels a fit of inspiration or there's a topic that he feels really strongly about that he thinks would be good for the site, the idea is that he kind of cooks up like a very bare bones skeletal type thing and then shows it to me, and then if I think it's a good fit or if I also find it inspiring, I'll take bits and pieces of that draft and construct something out of it, or like basically kind of like build something on top of his. And so that's what the funny thing about this one is that I didn't even know he was writing. So he started writing about a topic called emotional diversity because he had found a bunch of interesting research about people who are able to show a greater variety of emotions are more adapted to deal with problems in life, and you know, they're less susceptible to depression. And he had found a bunch of studies about this, and he thought it was really cool. So he kind of started writing something up. And at around the same time, I started independently. I didn't even know he was working on this. I started writing a piece about how every emotion has its own function, and every emotion has its own purpose, which is basically kind of an extension on the ideas in chapter 2 of Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And in chapter 2, I kind of point out that pain evolved for a reason. It's designed to either inspire action or teach us something. And I wanted to take that further and really dive deep into, like, you know, what is anger? What's the point of anger? And what's the point of sadness? And things like that. And so eventually Drew, like, mentioned to me that he was working on this thing, and he showed it to me, and I was like, fuck, dude, like, we're kind of writing the same article here without even knowing. And so I took them and I combined them. And so I would say maybe 30% of this article is Drew-based or Drew-inspired. It's actually, I think, the second or third article on the site that is like that. The mental health article is another one that he started. And actually the article, The Bullshit of the Secret, was one that he had a pretty strong hand in. So it was fun. So this whole intro story about John is actually a guy that he knew, and was the impetus, I guess. I mean, I rewrote it, because I think we all kind of know a person like this. So I rewrote it kind of with somebody in mind in my own personal life, but the initial story was his. And then kind of the middle part of, like, what do emotions do anyway? Like, most of this came from the piece that I was working on. The diversification of emotions comes from his piece, the portfolio example, which is interesting because I've used the portfolio example, the diversity example, in a really old article called Diversify Your Identity. So that's, like, I thought it was kind of interesting that idea, like, keeps coming back into play with a psychological context. But it makes sense. And then the ending here, the emotional ninja part, you know, I was trying to make the point that, like, if you become adept at managing all these emotions, then it's kind of like having a bunch of different, like, knives in your belt or something. And it was funny because I tried something. So pretty much all the articles from the last 4 or 5 months of 2017 were all written in August, including this one. So it, like what I did is I sat down in August and I was like, I'm going to write every article for the rest of the year because I'm starting to work on a new book and I wanted to set aside the rest of the year to just focus on the book. So I pumped out like 10 or 11 articles over the course of 4 or 5 weeks. And it's funny because this one sat unfinished for a couple weeks. Like it was one of the first ones that I, you know, I worked on and then I left it and I worked on like 5 or 6 other articles and then I came back. And I came back and I'm like, all right, I need like some sort of analogy here to describe this concept of emotional diversity or like becoming adept at each individual emotion, how each emotion is kind of its own skill. Like, you know, some people are really good at anger and bad at sadness, and some people are great at sadness and they're bad at guilt. And I wanted to like describe that concept in a fun and interesting way. And, you know, when I first worked on the article, I couldn't think of anything and I was kind of brain dead. So I came back and same thing. I couldn't think of anything. And I'm like, this is just stupid. I'm going to use the knives example and I'm just going to tell people that they're a ninja. And then I started riffing on it. And then it became the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then I did this kind of satirical, like, movie analysis, philosophical analysis of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And the funniest thing, there have been two. So, I mean, this article, it was overall, it was well liked and received a pretty positive response. But there are two responses were common that I found kind of funny. One was a number of people want me to do an entire article on my Ninja Turtle analysis, which I found hilarious because it was like literally me delirious at 1 in the morning, just desperate to finish this fucking thing. And I was like, fuck it. Ninja Turtles, pizza represents life and Ninja Turtles are each of your personified emotions. And the second response, so I know this guy out in Asia who his like catchphrase is namaste cocksucker, and I always found that really funny, but I didn't want to completely steal it, so I used namaste fuckface. And for some reason, I don't know, I call people fuckface all the time on the website. I've probably used the word a dozen times in my articles, but for some reason, when I finished the article with namaste fuckface, a bunch of people got really upset with me and told me to not call them a fuckface. So if you're listening to this and I called you a fuckface, just know it's not personal. I love you. But I thought it was pretty funny.